Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nida Ayin Aleph, Nida 71b, pagination is 142. We'll start at the Mishnah towards the top of the page, about 9 lines from the top. As we see from the opening statement of the Mishnah, we're dealing with a case of Yosheves al Dam Tohar, a woman who is sitting, so to speak. She's during the time period of Dam Tohar, the pure blood, which means that there's blood presentation, but it's Tohar. There's no Nida problem with it. And that's referring to the case of a Yoledes. A Yoledes, a woman who gives birth, has the first days are related to the Leda. You have 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl birth. And then there's a time period in which the numbers are also doubled in terms of how long they are, male versus female. But a total of 40 days and a total of 80 days are going to be counted from the birth. And there's a time period there after the 7 and 14 of a boy and a girl, which is a time period of Tihar, where even though she has blood, that blood is Tahar, Gzeres HaKosov, that she is permitted to the husband. Once she goes to mikvah after the 7 or the 14, she's permitted to her husband, but she's still not Tahar totally regarding Kodshim. And indeed, at the conclusion of those days, she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, she brings her Karbanos, etc. So the question is, during that time period, after that Tevila, she goes to Mikvah, she's permitted on the family front, what is her status from that point until the conclusion of the 40 or 80 day count where she finally becomes Tahar even for Kodshim? The expression is Tevul Yom Aruch, a person who was Tovel that day, but it's a very long day in this case. Because the typical case of Tevul Yom is that a person is Tamei, he goes to mikvah, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's waiting for Herev Shemesh for nightfall. We have this case in the very first Mishnah of Shas, which will the Mitzvah Shem be doing shortly. The first Mishnah in Brachas discusses the time when the Kohanim can go in to eat their teruma. They go to mikvah in the afternoon, and then they have to wait until nightfall. So in this case, she's not just waiting for nightfall of that day. She's got a bunch of days that she's got to wait for. And that's a Tevul Yom Aruch. It's a very long Tevul Yom. She goes to mikvah, but she still has to wait. Now, it's worth mentioning that in practical halacha, we are not boel al dam tohar. We do not allow ourselves intimacy based on the logic of dam tohar. And therefore, until a woman can do a true hefsek taira with zayin nikiyim, 7 clean days, we're not going to have her going to mikvah. And that, in typical cases, corresponds to the 6-week recommended medical wait in our time. And if there are differences, obviously we deal with them, but it's approximately, in sweeping terms, approximately the same time. But we are requiring Zayin Nikiyim. The Mishnah is describing a time where Dam Tohar and Kodshim and Teruma and all these things are going to be considerations. And therefore the Mishnah states, Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, they used to say, Hayosheves al Dam Tohar, a woman who's sitting on Dam Tohar, that's her time period right now. She's after the 7:14 boy-girl birth, and she's in those interim days until she gets to the 40 or 80 count. Hoysa Mayre Mayim LePesach, they allowed her to pour water for the Karban Pesach use. Rashi says, Lirchotz Boes Besar HaPesach, to wash the meat of the Karban Pesach. And she would be allowed to pour the water that was going to be used for the Karban Pesach. That water is chulin, it's non-sacred. Shanasa al Tairas HaKodesh, but it's being done with standards of Kodshim. It's going to be used with the Karban Pesach. And therefore, according to this original ruling, she was allowed to pour the water that would be used to wash the Karban Pesach, but eina nogas b'mayim ela b'kelim. But she wouldn't be allowed to touch the water. The reason it's permitted is because she's only touching the vessel. She's pouring it using the vessel. The vessel is in between her and this holy-ish water. It's chulin shanasa al taras hakodesh. And therefore, as all tuma works, that it goes down a level every time there's an interaction. So her touching the cup is not going to cause tuma to the water. And therefore, she was allowed to pour this water. Chazru lomar, they retracted, so to speak. They revised the ruling, and they're still going to be allowing her to pour the water. But in this new ruling, she actually allowed to touch the water. They made her more serious, in that until now she was classified as a Tevul Yom, as a Sheni Letoma, a second level. And therefore, as long as she didn't touch the water in the first ruling, we were okay. In the second ruling, she's more serious, Kimaga Tamei Meis, as if touching a dead body. She's a higher level of Toma, but they regarded the water as chulin, as non-sacred, and didn't worry about the fact that it's going to be used with the Karban Pesach and call it chulin shanasa al taras hakodesh. And therefore, even if she would touch the water, it would still be fine because the water, bottom line, is not sacred. Chazru lomar, harei kemaga tamei meis lekodshim, kedivrei Beis Hillel, and that's how Beis Hillel learned. There's a dissenting opinion from Beis Shammai, and as this is already a bit of a complex discussion, we're going to, for simplicity, leave that Mishnah at that. Skipping down to the second Mishnah on the Daf, which is about midway, Umodim, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree to the following rules. She ocheles v'maiser, that this woman, who is the Yoledes during her Dam Tohar, that we're referring to as Tevul Yom Aruch, she went to mikvah. She's permitted to her husband in a biblical sense, in Talmudic sense. But she's still waiting for her status regarding Kodshim. The Mishnah says she's allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. V'kotza lochala, and she's allowed to touch the dough in order to take challah, even though that dough right now is, so to speak, a mixture of the truma that's in it. But she hasn't declared it truma yet. And therefore she's allowed to touch that. Uma kefes, and she brings what she took off close to the rest of the dough. Vikora lashem, and then without touching, she declares that it's teruma. She doesn't want to touch it now because she'll mess it up. But until that point, she was allowed to pull it off and put it aside. V'imnafo meiroko midam taira al kikar shel teruma, and if a body fluid of hers would fall on teruma, shehu tahar, it doesn't violate, it doesn't negate the teruma status, because it has the status of mashkin de tevul yom, the body fluid of a tevul yom. She already has the status of a tevul yom, and that's pretty significant. That going to mikvah is pretty significant. Beishamai yomer and beishamai say tzricha tevila bo acharona. Beishamai say that at the end of the count, when she finally finishes her tevul yom status, she needs another tevila. She has to go to mikvah again, because the separation from the original tevila to her now becoming tahar is so significant that she needs a new tevila. But Beis Hillel say, "Einat tzricha tevila b'acharona." She's truly like a tevul yom aruch, and she does not require a new tevila at the end. As I mentioned, it's a complex topic. We're touching the surface. Hopefully, at least the surface that we're touching with clarity. The halacha, as the Rambam brings it, in Mishkav Moshav, Hey Dalid, is Yoledes Shetavla, the woman of childbirth that went to mikvah when she was able to, after 7, after 14, based on male or female child. Harehi b'chol yimei toar shalah, kitomei shetaval. During the yimei toar, those interim days, she's like a tomei that went to mikvah, v'adayin lo harev shimsho, but did not yet have nightfall. V'eina tzricha tevila acheres b'sof yimei toar, and she's not going to require another tevila at the end, le'inyin truma u'maiser, as far as Teruma and Meiser goes. The Rambam goes on that even though we paskin like Beis Hillel, that she does not require another Tevila at the end, that's for Teruma and Meiser. Aval Kodshim, but for Kodshim, she would require another Tevila. He ends off the halacha of Yira Li. It seems to me, Shemi'acha, she metameh es HaKodesh, since she is yet being metameh Kodesh. Remember, our first Mishnah was only lenient because it's Chulin, Shana Saltaras HaKodesh. It's non-sacred in its truest definition, even though it will be used with the Karban Pesach. And therefore, the Rambam says, she tzricha tevila acheres basof. As far as kodshim goes, she is going to require another tevila at the end. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.